And now, The Rick Emerson Show presents Ebenezer, I Barely Knew Her, an original production of AM 970, Solid State Radio, a proud member of the CBS radio family. CBS is the Columbia Broadcasting System. Brought to you by Everybody's Garden Center, EcoPDX, CD Game Exchange, Super Digital, Jackpot Records, and say, Mom, nothing helps your kids grow up big and strong like Viso. With 17 vitamins and minerals, Viso Beverages, available in 6 wholesome flavors. This is the story of Rick Emerson and how he came to understand the true meaning of Christmas. We begin our story in the plushly appointed yet not overly ostentatious studios of AM 970. The time, 11:58. The day, Christmas Eve.
All right, The Rick Emerson Show returns after this. Don't forget, we are live all day tomorrow while everybody else is running best-ofs. We're here live all day Christmas Day because Rick Emerson cares. So you stay right there. We'll be back after this. Don't you go anywhere.
Yeah, Rick Emerson cares unless you work for him.
Oh, come on. Our holiday shows are always great.
It's great for you because you have no life. I could be visiting my family and Tim could be, you know...
sitting at home on my $2,500 sofa, keeping the world at bay?
Exactly.
Oh, come on. What fun is that when you can hang out here with me?
Oh, yeah. What was I thinking? I'm going to go get some Easy Mac.
I'm going back to my newsroom.
Fine. Stupid, no work ethic, and stupid Christmas, and stupid.
Hello, Rick.
Lars Larson? In my studio? That's impossible.
You know what's impossible? Giving free health care to a nation of scofflaws and illegals who are too lazy to pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. Got cancer? Huh. Get a second job, hippie.
It is you. What are you doing here?
I'm here to show you the error of your ways. For if you're not careful, you'll end up like me. Bloated, bitter, fat, pig-like, chunky, coated in a viscous sheen of sweat all the time, reeking of cheese and wearing a plastic ass.
That sounds horrible.
It is horrible, Rick. And that's why... in less than an hour, you will experience a tired and heavy-handed commentary on your life as you are visited by three ghosts. Ghosts. That word has new meaning for us all today. For you will learn to not be consumed with petty devotion to your career anymore, but united with Tim and Sarah in their common interest of having a life outside of work. You will declare in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. Something, something, dynamite. Today... will no longer be known as December 21st. Today, for the purposes of creative license and dramatic expediency, we celebrate our Christmas Day. All right, I have to go polish my guns. It is Christmas.
Hey, did you see that?
See what?
That disembodied voice.
How can I see a disembodied voice?
You know what I mean!
Are we back from break?
Later that program, during a commercial break, Rick is in the men's room, washing his hands and trying to convince himself that the morning's startling events were merely the delayed reaction of a bad convenience store sandwich he'd eaten earlier that day, when all of a sudden, he hears a strange sound outside the bathroom door.
Lars, stupid, stupid, beady-eyed sack of flour, stupid Lars.
Rick!
What? Oh, God, no, no, it can't be.
I'm the ghost of Christmas past, dummy. Come out of there so I can show you all the stupid crap you did in the past that made you such an insensitive jerk.
Well, that sounds like fun, Jolie, but I'm in the middle of a show.
Come on, Rick. You'll be back before break is over.
But I'm in show mode.
You come out here this instant, or I'm coming in there to get you.
Fine.
And you better not leave the toilet seat up.
All right, fine. Happy. All right, so where are we going?
Christmas Eve, 1989. Hang on tight.
Oh, my God. It's the old high school radio station in Kennewick. And that's me.
Yeah. Haven't quite grown into that nose yet, have we?
You shut up! I was a late bloomer. Is there a point to this?
Just watch.
Rick, I thought I'd find you here.
Susie, what are you doing here?
I thought you were going to call me. We were supposed to go to that Christmas party tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot.
We can still make it if we leave right now.
I can't leave now. I'm on the air.
No one's listening, Rick.
That's not true. There might be.
No, there's not. This is the third time you've stood me up to play Dio for no one.
Oh, look, look. The request line's ringing. What do you think of that, little miss? No one's listening.
Hey there. You're on the KTCV Rock Line.
Hi.
What's your name, caller?
Steve.
Where are you calling from, Steve?
Prison.
Okay, what can I do for you tonight?
I like your voice.
Uh-huh. Do you have a request?
Can we just talk?
Hey, I'll get that Boston right on for you. Hey, what's your favorite radio station?
I don't have a radio.
Okay, hey, thanks for listening. You keep on rocking. See? What do you want me to do? The audience needs me.
Whatever, Rick. I'll see you around.
She never called again, did you? Did she?
Well, no, but she was a total slut anyway.
Yeah, she was.
Really?
Uh-huh. She banged like half the AV club that summer. The AV club, Rick.
God damn it.
Oh, poor Rick. It's okay. I'm sure sitting alone in a room, listening to Holy Diver for the millionth time, was just as satisfying.
Fine, can we go now?
As you wish.
Whoa, what the hell? Was I... okay, I better get back to the studio.
There you are. We're back in 30. What's with you today? You're acting all cracked out. Didn't you get your viso? More of everything good?
Oh, no. I've had my choice of 6 fine flavors, all of which are completely natural and chock full of vitamins and minerals. It's just that something weird is happening.
Weird as in we have to talk about it, or weird as if I can finish eating my Easy Mac?
What?
What?
No. Weird as in, you know, I'm hearing things and seeing things.
Such as?
Okay, like, I heard Jolie's voice, and then she appeared in the bathroom, and then she teleported us through time, and then we were in the past, in high school, and she was with the, you know, in the time travel, and the, never mind.
Mm-hmm. Still seeing that shrink?
Sometimes.
See her more. We're back in 10.
25 minutes later, Rick continues his broadcast, although he is still shaken.
All right, we'll be back with the top 5 songs that are all Father Christmas by the Kinks. All right, stay right there. We're going to be back after this.
Rick, you seem distressed.
No, I just need more coffee. All right, Emerson, keep it together. They're not going crazy. Let's just get through this, and we're going to go home and eat some corn chips or something.
The booby doctor is in.
Oh, my God! I thought you'd be taller.
Greetings and salutations. I am the ghost of Christmas present, and I am here to tell you that life is like a game of Team Slayer in Halo 3. You've only got a limited amount of time, and you've got to make the most of it. And if you don't treat your team with respect and consideration, they won't be there when you need them. Also, cheat codes are gay. Come on, I'm going to show you something.
Where are we?
Look through that window. It's Sarah Dillon's dog, Muppet. Sarah just doesn't have the time to spend with the poor little guy anymore. Without her around, he's had to resort to a diet of safety pins and grease. All because of you and the inhumane hours you impose on your crew.
Look, I'm the only live and local program on the air, and people need that, especially during the holidays when everything else is canned. Don't you see? It's a public service. People need me. Muppet's a dog. It's not like he's a baby or something.
Muppet is her baby, you ass clown! But if that's not enough to convince you, let me show you something else.
Wait a minute. I know this restaurant.
You should also recognize the lovely lady at the bar.
Hey, that's my wife.
Yes, alone on Christmas Eve, drinking wine at the bar by herself. Alone.
Well, look, she understands. I mean, she knows how much my work means to me and stuff.
Whatever, noob.
Wait a minute. Who's that guy sitting down next to her?
I don't know. Let's listen and see.
Hello there, pretty lady. Can I buy you another glass of wine?
Oh, I'm married.
Married, huh? What kind of man leaves a fine-looking woman like you alone on Christmas Eve?
Well, he's working. His job is very important. He's on the radio.
Sounds like a real jerk to me.
No, he's just busy.
I bet he doesn't even remember your birthday.
Now that you mention it.
You know, I used to be stressed out about my wife, but then I learned to broaden my mind a little bit. I'm talking about l'amour, as in to swing.
You know, I think I'll pass, but I know a Vietnamese phone screener you might like to check out.
All right, fine. Have it your way. But radio will never keep you warm at night.
Dude, you totally got burned. You should die in a fire.
Okay, but my holiday shows make people happy.
The 8 people actually listening to your show might be happy, but Sarah and Tim and your wife most certainly are not. So think about that and tell Sarah she's as hot as balls. The booby doctor is out.
Okay, then what the hell is going on? Jolie, the booby doctor? I feel more confused than Steven Seagal during a radio interview. Holy crap! Did I just do a Family Guy-style cutaway joke? What is wrong with me?
Hello, Rick. Have you prepared that penis watch for me?
No, I'm sorry. I haven't gotten to it yet. I'm having kind of a weird day.
Weird as in we have to talk about it, or weird as, well, you're getting that penis watch.
What?
What?
Have you seen anything odd today?
As a matter of fact, I saw an FM DJ in the hallway and he appeared to be sober?
That is odd.
Is that what you're talking about?
No, never mind. I'm gonna go get some water.
Are you really doing a Christmas Carol parody? That's fresh. I've seen episodes of Caveman that are funnier.
Peter Carlin, is that you? Why can't I see you? Why does it sound like you're on the phone?
Way to introduce me by saying my name, followed by awkward expository narrative. How very ham-fisted of you. Did you learn that in screenwriter school?
Huh?
Did I ever tell you about that time I was hanging out with the Beach Boys and Paul McCartney?
What do the Beach Boys have to do with this?
Nothing. I just like to reminisce about how awesome I am. Like I'm going to be your ghost of Christmas future? Whatever. I wrote for People magazine.
Okay. What, so, I don't even get a Ghost of Christmas Future? Great. Thanks. Thanks so much.
Hello, Rick.
Hello, Lisa.
Listen, I don't have much time. Jason and I are going caroling, and after that we're stringing the tree with cranberries, popcorn, and 3 different kinds of garland, then the horse-drawn sled, and finally hot toddies by the fire while reading aloud from a leather-bound $21 million copy of the Magna Carta.
Okay.
Rick, this is about your future, about the danger of spending too much time at work and not enough time with your family and friends. I'd make some astute historical analogy, but I think it will be easier for you to understand if I say it's like that episode of Small Wonder when the dad spends all day fixing Vicky the robot instead of preparing for Jamie's birthday.
But Lisa Desjardins, in that episode, the neighbor, Harriet...
That's what I'm talking about. You're not listening to the people around you. You don't know the effect you're having on your coworkers. Come with me. I'm going to show you what happens if you don't change your ways.
I'm Timmy Ryan, and this is 4 hours of your life you'll never get back. Britney Spears recently said she'll do anything to get her kids back. And by anything, she means cocaine, heroin, vodka, and any other myriad drug she can get her scabby hands on. Because she's irresponsible, and does drugs, and can't stop doing drugs, and being irresponsible. And that's what she means by doing anything. Get it?
Exactly, Timmy Ryan. It's funny because I'm rested. Rested because I got some time off. I got to hang out with Muppet and see my family. Man, I am just so rested. Thanks for the vacation, Timmy Ryan. That was very thoughtful.
Never has my news been more accurate, my weather warnings more timely, and my life in the suburbs more serene. All thanks to you, Timmy Ryan. Best boss ever.
I love you, Timmy Ryan.
What is Timmy Ryan doing in my studio? Why are Tim and Sarah not on my show?
Show? You have no show. You were so wrapped up in yourself, you lost everything that mattered. Tim and Sarah left you. Your wife left you. And now?
What?
You're one of those people.
Whose people? What people?
Street people, Rick. Gutter punks peddling their shoddy wares on the street corner for a few meager coins.
Shoddy wares?
You'll see for yourself.
Batman is back!
better than Superman. Charlotte Ray was Mrs. Garrett. GoBots came before Transformers. Excuse me, ma'am. Do you want to hear me talk about Motley Crue? I can name all 29 Kiss albums in chronological order. Please? Hello, you, sir? Spare some change? I know stuff.
Well, well. Seems the glove is on the other foot now, isn't it? Yeah.
Wow, Art Alexakis! Hey, I'll make 3 pop culture references for a quarter.
Huh. I'll give you a dime. Yeah.
All right. Deborah Winger was the voice of E.T. Alice Cooper's dad is a Mormon minister. Hey, who remembers the Noid? 10 cents, please.
What? Oh, yeah. All right. Here's the money that I owe you. Wait. Yeah.
Thank you, Art Alexakis.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Rick, what do you think of the future?
My God, what a fool I've been. You were right, Lisa.
Of course I'm right, Rick. I was a math lead.
Take me back. Maybe it's not too late.
Rick once again finds himself in the halls of the radio station, now nearly empty, as most of the employees have gone home to be with their loved ones.
I'm back. I made it. I gotta get to the studio right now. Merry Christmas, cubicles! Merry Christmas, vending machine! Merry Christmas, you broken-down old deserted FM station running automated voice tracking from Tulsa! Sarah! Tim! What time is it?
It's 2:58.
I didn't miss it. There's still time. Sarah, there's still time.
Yes, there's 2 minutes. Then I get to leave and come back tomorrow. Hooray.
No. Don't you understand? Don't you see? We always talk about having the best audience ever. And that means that, you know, the audience understands that we have families and friends and that sometimes we just need a break. And they know it means that when we do take time off, we'll come back rested, but happy, and full of exciting stories about our grandma who gums all her food or that uncle who always tries to kiss me. And we love the audience, but more importantly, the audience knows we love them. And they know that we'll be back. Unless we get fired.
God bless us, everyone.
This has been a Rick Emerson Show production of Ebenezer, I Barely Knew Her, directed by Joni DeRoshi, written by Todd Werkoven, Joni DeRoshi and Rick Emerson, starring Rick Emerson, Sarah X. Dillon, Tim Riley, Big Jim from The Marconi Show, Jolie from Accounts Payable, Sarah Wagner, Court from Rock 101 KUFO, Aaron Duran, The Lovely Lara, Peter Carlin, Lisa Desjardins, Timmy Ryan, Fatboy Roberts, and the I Barely Knew Her voice. Musical effects by Dave Lee, sound effects by Jerris Minsky, production assistant Richie Bristol. This is Patrick Rochelle from everyone at CBS Radio to everyone out there. Merry Christmas and the happiest of holidays.